Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in
the
first,
Friday work
so
ride.
We can scatter and not fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Get up out of your cubicles and run down the hall, guys.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so
or
we can scatter and not fight too many.
Sean Bowman! Parties to go to. All right, so the digital parties, but virtual parties. Yeah, baby.
Those are the best because you didn't have to fight over the dress you bought. You know what I mean. Girls out there know what I mean. You saw the dress. The other girl saw the dress. There's a match.
I don't know. I've seen some virtual arguments go on because two girls show up in the same dress.
Well, see, that I can take. You know, it's expected because, you know, stock in SL is unlimited. But real life? I haven't had a fight over a dress, but I did have a fight over a stool at IKEA once. I think I told you about this the other day. Mm-hmm.
No, but you're going to have to tell me about that sometime.
Mm-hmm. But that's the last time. That lady will pick up something. Anyway, I really said it was mine. I said it was mine. I put my hand on it, and I carried it across the room, at which point she should have said, it's hers. But no. Anyway. Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And this. It's your news. I can't do it.
This is your news. This is your lunch with Ginger and Corey. Yay!
I got no pizza today.
I know. These people out there, I keep telling them, bring us pizza, bring us something. You know, it's Friday. At least they could have done is bring us some alcohol. No.
That'll be fine. I got a box of cookie crack under my desk, a.k.a. Girl Scout cookies. What? Okay.
Oh, I still haven't got it.
You know, the Girl Scout people are not going to be happy with me for calling it cookie crack.
Oh, but it is. And those knockoff Girl Scout cookies are just not as good.
No,
it's got to be the actual Girl Scout cookies.
No, there's a reason why they sell those once a year. We couldn't handle that all year long.
Why those are flipping expensive.
Well, they're not any more expensive, I think, than, you know, Chips Ahoy. They're like $3-something, and so are those. And at least these are for a good cause. The little mamas get to go and do whatever it is they do. I was never a Girl Scout, so, yeah. It was too evil to be a Girl Scout. So,
I was jealous of the Boy Scout. They had to do cool stuff.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the Girl Scout troop leaders are lazy. They have the same stuff for the girls to do, but they never get to do it because the mamas are like, I don't think it's really good for girls to be out and, you know, digging up holes and stuff. That's dirty. No, take the little girls out and let them dig up the holes so they can be proficient too. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole other rant altogether. I remember several badges, me sitting there sewing or learning how to do makeup and thinking,
oh, hell no.
This is not what I signed up for.
That reminds me, we are trying to at one point offer, I still haven't gotten the details. I've actually been in contact with the Girl Scout people. They have a new thing for the new little girls called a media badge, and I believe that we can help with that. So we're trying to look into that. So you may hear a bunch of little ones on here one morning.
That would be great. That's awesome.
I have been secretly trying
to watch my language.
We'll all have to watch our language. And we have to do it during the day because little ones aren't up when we do the show at night on Thursday. So
that's
true.
Today.
Yeah, so I'm working on it. As soon as I find out, you guys will tune in one morning and hear a bunch of them saying, you're listening to Gamer Girls Radio, or how do they can't say it, radio.
And you won't be able to tell my voice from there.
Because it's
horribly epic.
I suppose we should get to some news. People are like, come on, stop giggling. Give us the news. Okay, so here we come. What you got?
All right, I've got Forsaken World. Oh, yeah. Successful closed beta speeds up production time for Western release. Perfect World Entertainment Incorporation and Perfect World Europe BV wholly owned subsidiaries of Perfect World Company LTD, today announced that after successful launch of beta testing for Forsaken World, the official live date has been moved up to March 9th. That is 2 weeks ahead of schedule for North America and Europe. That's actually amazing. I'm used to seeing these things pushed back. Forsaken World has been our most highly anticipated game, which is evident in the fact that this has been our largest and longest closed beta to date, says Clifton Chu, product manager for Forsaken World. We would like to thank all of our beta testers in making Forsaken World the most polished and best game possible, which is one of the reasons why we were able to launch 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Set to go live on March 9th, Forsaken World will launch with a total of 6 servers, including 3 PvE servers, and complete support for French and German servers, German versions. For more information, or if you'd like to go ahead and sign up for the game, you can head over to fw.perfectworld.com. I played the opening beta of this, and it ran really well. It was really nice, so y'all should go check that out.
Oh, I'm hooked on Carmen San Diego on Facebook. I'm just going to put it out there.
Say it's going to be free.
Oh, see, you can't be saying that.
Good MMORPG, yeah.
There's some binge gaming going on in this house this weekend again, so yeah.
It reminded me a lot of WoW.
You're
looking for an alternative, that might be something you
want to do. And don't want to spend the money. Well, I have something I would love to share because this is one of our, or at least my gaming heroes. This is coming to us from GamesIndustry.biz. Industry veteran Brenda Brathwaite has issued a call to action during GDC's annual rant panel. Thank you. I love it when she does that. When the co-founder of social games developer Longdrop is looking for unity among developers during expansion of the social games market. Brathwaite, Brenda, can you please call in here and tell me how to say your name? Recounted previous scandals in video games from satanic influences, wizardry, to which she was a key contributor, to Mass Effect's Sexbox scandal. You guys remember that? To each example, she reminded listeners that particularly at GDC itself, developers had remained united in combating the various controversies. We stood together, you and me, because we loved games, was her constant mantra. And then we came to Facebook, she said. I know that things are upsetting to you, and I can assure you that they are also upsetting to me. I have seen the strip miners make their entry into games. I have seen them exploit technology and new platforms, not for the purpose of crafting beautiful creative works, but for the purpose of taking the audience for all they can get. They are not one of us, nor are they from us. Rather, they are from another space. These people do not care about gameplay. They do not care about games. They do not care about players. They do not care about fun. The game developers on this stage are not like those people. They come from our world, and those others come from their world. Like you and me, we want good play, we want compelling experiences, and we want casual, and we want hardcore. I love this woman. Do you see why she's my hero? or one of my many gaming heroes. You can read her a full transcript of her speech over at gamesindustry.biz with other contributions, which will they'll be publishing shortly, they're saying. The speech also follows Wednesday's keynote from Nintendo President Satoru Iwata, in which he expressed some of the same concerns surrounding the rise of mobile and social network games and their effect on the high-value segment of the industry. So, looks like we're going to have to get involved in this fight. Let me put my war paint on, get my controller out.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You know, that might be an interesting thing to do. We'll talk about that after the show. I just got an idea. Maybe we can help Brenda. Maybe you all can help Brenda. Mm-hmm. It'll be a fun project, I promise.
Boy, I always have so many projects. You have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea.
That's always hilarious.
That's why I don't. Hey, you've seen Fight Club. You know Tyler Durden doesn't sleep. Now, I'm not as crazy as Tyler, but I don't sleep, and I do have many jobs. Thank you.
Not even joke. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Go, Ginger, go.
All right. Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Person told attendees of the GDC Indie Game Summit that the notion of piracy as being theft is incorrect. Ooh, yeah. Person during the session says, piracy is not theft. If you steal a car, the original is lost. If you copy a game, there are simply more of them in the world. There is no such thing as a lost sale. Is a bad review a lost sale? What about a missed shipped date? A person suggested to attendees that many developers see pirates not as inherently evil, but as potential customers. A person also took on comments made by Nintendo's Satoru Iwata, saying that his criticism of small and rampant mobile and social games excludes the fact that games such as Minecraft are more of a service than a one-time purchase. A person said that games such as his creation and Angry Birds are constantly adding updates and new content, and that both have incredible sales numbers. He says, treat game development as a service. Make a game last longer than a week. You can't pirate an online account. He makes some good points there, and I pulled this from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they got it from ComputerAndVideoGames.com. He's got a point. You can't really, you can sort of pirate an online account.
It's a lot more work than it is. It's a very interesting point. I like his analogy, the steal in the car. I love his analogy. What?
I can't wait to see what other people come back and say to that. That's going to be interesting.
Nothing. I don't think there's a counter argument to that. I mean, you could say, well, people are trying to steal WoW accounts, as we all know about the Blizzard thing. And they have not responded to me, by the way.
No, they're not responding to anybody. I've read several places where they've asked, and Blizzard is just keeping mum. I really think they were hacked.
That's all right. That's why we got a gossip section, because you don't have to verify gossip anyway.
So. I actually had a friend of mine, I know, had his account. He's got the nice little authenticator. Had it hacked twice in one night the other week. It was not fun.
Well, I'm looking at the fact of I haven't had a WoW account since 2006. I popped in to play and decided, you know, this is not for me. And I think I signed up for StarCraft right when it came out, but I never actually went in to play. I don't even think I completed signing up. And it was two different names, but somehow it's coming to this one name, which I didn't use to do any of them. See where there's fishy going on. So but they've not answered.
Somewhere has been leaked, and they're not saying.
Yeah, they're not talking. So, well, that's why, again, gossip section. It's a gossip section. It doesn't have to be verified. It doesn't even have to be true. So anyway, I'm being evil today. Okay.
Today?
Yeah, most times I hide my evil. Okay.
Oh.
Well, retailer Game has begun offering pre-owned pre-orders on 8 key releases in its new trial on its website. Game is kind of the equivalent of GameStop, but they're over in the UK, in case you don't know who they are. The game is being offered from 1 week after their official release date, with savings for consumers up to 21 francs, quid, rupees, platinum, influence, dollars, I don't know what it is, under the recommended retail price. 5 of the titles are from EA, and 2 are from THQ, and 1 is from Sega. The practice of selling traded-in games has contributed significantly to the finances of retailers in the past couple of years, at a time when a difficult economy and the rise of the digital distribution has caused some issues. Let me tell you about the games. And first of all, this comes from our friends at GameIndustry.biz. Again, the games that are involved, please, some of you, sit down, breathe, take a deep breath. Dragon Age 2, Homefront, Fight Night Champion, WWE All-Stars, Tiger Woods PGA Tour, The Masters, Shift 2 Unleashed, Virtua Tennis 4, and Crysis 2. I don't know how this is going to work. Some of the comments are very interesting. They're saying it could backfire. What if you get more demand for the pre-owned ones than you do the new ones? And some of these games, I'm telling you, when I get my hands on Dragon Age, I'm not selling it. I'll buy it new. I'm not selling it. Not not ever. Staying in my arsenal. So I don't know how this is going to work out. Good luck to you, Game. And over here, y'all better stand back and watch. Don't try to jump in with that one. This is one we're going to sit on the sidelines for. Ginger, are you alive over there, woman?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I found more in-depth of the story I was reading next. I'm sorry. I'll be reading it real quick.
Bad Ginger.
I know. All right, so where am I going to go? Oh. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Speaking to Joystick, former Red Sox pitcher and current CEO of 38 Studios, Kurt Schilling, talked a bit about his company's growth over the last year and his decision to move his studio from Massachusetts to Rhode Island. Schilling said that the company's 150 to 160 employees are already in the process of moving to the brand new facility. He says, the team is really excited. It's our building. We have all 6 floors. It's our studio, and we're alone. Oh, are we warbling? All right. Well, hopefully we're back. Hopefully you hear us. All right, so it looks like they're all excited about that. What I was more excited about is on the progress of the company's first game, he says, if it were a baseball game, we'd be in the fifth inning, maybe. He said, adding that more information about both Reckoning and the unannounced MMO would be revealed in the coming months. I love me some MMOs. As for his MMO going free-to-play at some point, Chilling said, we have an open mind about everything except the game. He adds that we look at what we're creating, and we say, what is the best possible guest experience we can create for this product? And that'll answer your business model questions and your goals and objectives for the games. One thing he didn't talk about was the political fallout from the sweet tax deal he got from the state, that served as 2010 election year fodder for several candidates in Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I'm hoping that they're moving. It's going to be, I don't know, at least keep the company open. I hate to see people out of jobs, but I don't know. I want to hear more about the MMO. I love me some MMOs. Give me some information.
She wants it. She wants the precious.
I love my MMOs.
Well, here's some good news for some of you out there that are looking forward to Battle Los Angeles. Konami has announced the game version of Battle Los Angeles. They teamed up with Saber to create the first immersive first-person shooter experience based on Columbia Pictures' upcoming feature film, Battle Los Angeles. In advance of the nationwide release of Columbia Pictures' action film, Battle Los Angeles, in cinemas, of course, in a couple of days, Konami Digital has announced today the game will be available on PlayStation Network, on the Xbox Live Arcade, and Windows PC. Players will have the opportunity to relive the thrill of the movie as they assume the role of Corporal Lee Imlay and fight alongside the characters from the film and defend the city of Los Angeles from attacks from unknown forces. Konami said they jumped at the opportunity to team up with Columbia Pictures and publish the Battle Los Angeles video game. This is from Kareem Yap, who's the Vice President of Acquisitions and Franchise Development over at Konami Digital. He says, we love the movie, and it was a great experience working with Saber. There are some great ideas about how to expand the story into a game. It's a great chance for gamers and moviegoers to play out the world of the film. I don't know. I'm not knowing. You guys know how this goes. We get a movie game, and sometimes it's horrible. It looks like it may have potential, like they're not following the story exactly, because what they're saying is it's a tie-in with the movie, is what they're hinting at in the PR. But we can't be sure. Maybe I'll ask them. I have some information here for them. Maybe I'll pop over. If you guys want to know, let me know. I'll find out. I'm going to see the movie, but I wouldn't pick up the game. But we'll ask them questions for you. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's Friday night, and as we all know, Friday nights are for zombies.
Zombies, yay! Did we lose Jen again? I think we lost Jen. Jindal. Okay, then I'm going to jump in with my next story, because it looks like we lost Ginger. Yep, we lost Ginger. Poor Ginger. Okay, let me jump over to GamePolitics.com, or actually GamesPress. I wasn't quite queued up for my next story. I was getting it ready. Okay, Seed Studio has announced Pirate's Code version 1.6 for iPhone. Seed Studios, Inc. is a multinational developer of downloadable video games, and they've announced the launch of Pirate's Code version 1.6, a game for iPhone. It's available on the App Store now. Pirate's Code will capitalize on the iPhone's unique Apple Game Center, offering original features and innovative gameplay. Version 1.6 includes numerous bug and stability fixes. Additional ships are also available for purchase, of course. You know, they like to get the microtransactions in. These may be more elaborate. They're saying maybe more elaborate changes are going to be made from version 1.0 to 1.6, saying some of the newer features, of course, are an easy but challenging action-adventure casual puzzle gameplay. The location-based map is incorporated, so the world is yours to conquer. Quick play option offers offline adventures, storyline gameplay, and over 100-plus ships, equipment items, and legendary treasures to collect. Encounters with challenging and epic enemies of all kind on the high seas, rich and electrifying combat sound effects, and also they support the Apple Game Center friends list and achievements features and a gallery. So you can check them out, see if they have a website. No, they do not. Actually, they do. That's seedstudio.com/projects_pirates.html. You can learn all about the game. Jen, did we get you back yet? No. Y'all, we have lost our ginger. What are we going to do? In any case, I guess I will continue on with some other great news I have for this week. Crysis 2 is, of course, out. It has a couple of trailers out. We'll get up for you. Okay, and here's some interesting news from Direct to Drive. They're saying you can fuel up for discounted RPGs at Direct to Drive only this weekend. They're saying this is in honor of National Caffeine Awareness Month. So Direct to Drive is offering discounted role-playing games, and you're going to need to fuel up to make it through all these awesome titles. So from now until Monday, March the 7th at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, D2D, or Direct to Drive, rather, is slashing 20% off its entire library of RPGs. You can grab your most potent sodas, coffee, and energy drinks, and choose from a variety of new and old, highly acclaimed dopamine-releasing RPG titles in Dragon Age, Fallout, and the Mass Effect series, and more. All you need to do is enter the code BURNOUT at checkout and join your friends to partake in a weekend full of classic RPGs. For more details, of course, you can always visit directtodrive.com, and that's direct2drive.com, and check out their library of more than 3,000 games. And they are saying their lowest prices are guaranteed. So they're saying if you find a lower price on any digital PC or Mac game on a qualifying site the day of your purchase, Direct to Drive will award you with D2D store credit for the full price difference, or for the price difference. Again, for more info, you can check out Lowest Price Match Guarantee Program, and we'll get that link up for you shortly as well. That's fantastic. That's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to hunt around and see if I can find myself a better price, because I know somebody's lower. Okay, we also have another great contest going on in addition to ours, which I will announce here shortly. Dragon's Call, the Guild Symbol Show. They're providing players with, looks like Dragon Call Guild Symbol Design Contest. So they're providing players with not only an enjoyable eye feast, but various incentive thoughts. So a guild symbol usually represents the skill of a guild and sometimes contains old memories. So you'll be able to design one in their contest. I'm trying to get a website for you here. We'll probably have to post that up for you. We'll put that in our contest section for you. And, of course, let me take a couple of minutes to announce our contest, which we've been telling you about, and I had not gotten up because we were all sick here, and you guys are serious when it comes to getting your game codes, so we didn't want to have to make you wait sometimes while we were sleeping or whatever have you, so we all had the flu and all kinds of stuff. But next Monday is starting 5 days of Magicka on the 7th, and we'll be giving away a key a day to get a copy of Magicka from Paradox Interactive. So on Monday, we're going to have some of you out there that show us your fashion design skills so you can design the most fashionable robes using a template. We'll have three of them, three different templates. You can pick one or do all three if you like. We'll have those posted up over the weekend, and you'll need to have an account with the site, of course. And if once you sign up for an account, look top left to our website where it'll say Communatrix. And once you're there, you can create a gallery and upload your designs and ask people to come over and vote on them. Or shoot us an email or a post in the forums. Let us know you put it up and put a link to it. Tuesday, we're going to have a Twitter giveaway. You'll have to be the 20th person to reply to our Magicka Twitter. Of course, you have to use the hashtags Magicka and hashtag GamerGirlsRadio. And the 20th person, and we may change that over the weekend, the 20th person to reply will be the winner of the key. On Wednesday, you'll need to write us something heartfelt and beautiful in our forums to let us know why you feel like you need a copy of Magicka. Again, try to be as crazy and as out there and as unique as possible. Win. On Thursday, you can post the names of four generic fantasy wizards in our forums. We'll pick the best four, and then that person will win a key. And of course, you might want to get started on this last one now. Those of you who are so artistically inclined, draw us a comic strip starring us. That would be me, Ginger, Snow White, and Master Blaster wearing our wizard's robes. Something funny. Or just draw a comic strip. Show us your artistic ability. And again, you can post that in your gallery area of Communatrix, and then ask your friends to come by and vote, because that also will play a factor if we see how many people you can get to come by. They will have to, unfortunately, have account with the site, but have them sign up and come vote, leave you comments about your artistic capabilities, and again, post in our forums with a link. Let us know when you put it up. So we might want to get started on that one now, and we will see you guys next week with our contest. And this will be made live later today. So if you don't worry, if you can't remember all this, don't panic. It'll be up for you. Okay. So I'm trying to grab some more news for you. Usually Ginger fills in. So we usually I'm was not prepared to be doing all the news today. Ah, poor Ginger. She's very upset. She's saying grr to all of you. Independent Propeller Awards finalists have been announced. This comes to us from our friends at GamePolitics.com. IndiePub sponsor Zoo Entertainment and South by Southwest has announced the finalists for the first video game development competition called the Independent Propeller Awards. The ceremony is to name the winners. Will be held. Ceremony will name the winners during the SX South by Southwest. You know, it's easier just to say South by Southwest instead of the SXSW. But anyway, South by Southwest Screen Burn, which is the gaming portion of the festival, 7 finalists will be chosen among 150 submissions representing the puzzle, strategy, and adventure genres. It's going to be hosted by Adam Atomic Saltzman, maker of the indie hit Cannibalt, and Meredith Molinari, host of PlayStation Network's The Tester. The Independent Propeller Awards will offer, you might want to sit down for this one, $150,000 in total cash prizes, awards recognizing innovation and development from the Intel AppUp SM Developer Program and Unity Technologies, and the chance for titles to be published by IndiePub through its sponsor, Zoo Publishing. And there's a couple of finalists that have been selected to show off their games called the Uncanny at South by Southwest. Wow, too much coffee. The Uncanny Fish Hunt. Skinny, which is an exploration adventure game where players help Skinny, a skinny freak, save the apocalyptic world from their minds. Wow. Chew, this is by Happy Candy Company, a 2D platformer in which players control Chevy, a sticky piece of gum. And there's Creo from Peter Angstad, I'm sorry, I'm ruining your name, a physics puzzle game in which players must create an experiment to succeed by helping Creo and his friends home from school each day. Deep Sea by Robin Arnott, an audio-only game where players lose their vision and hearing and are plunged into a world of blackness occupied only by the sound of their breathing and the rumbles made by unseen terrorists. That sounds awesome. Would love to play that. And then Tiny and Big, Grandpa's Leftovers, Black Pants Game Studio, a story of a thief who has stolen our hero's most valuable possession, a pair of underpants. There's also GLID, a single-player ambient exploration game where a robot is tasked with exploring and restoring an abandoned world. Kind of sounds like WALL-E. For more information about the Independent Propeller Awards, you can check out www.sxsw. I really want to play the Deep Sea one. And then, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mention the developers of the first two. Skinny is by Thomas Brush, and Chewy is by Happy Candy Company. So might want to go over and check those out. That one with the blindness sounds absolutely awesome. That's a new experience. Well, we have some other interesting news. Yuki is saying they're disappointed with Tiga merger talks. Remember we told you about this earlier in the week. UK game industry trade group Yuki issued a statement today saying that it was moving on from last week's failed merger talks with industry group Tiga. Tiga is a group over in the UK. The group, they represent game publishers, had tried to negotiate a merger with the group that primarily represented game developers in the UK. Those talks were awash, with Tiga abruptly walking out over several disagreements. Yuki's board offered its thanks to Tiga CEO Richard Wilson for his time in informal talks, and he's quoted as saying, the board of Yuki are deeply disappointed that Tiga have ruled out potential talks to discuss forming one trade body to represent the entire UK games industry. This is from their statement they put out. Said we would also like to thank the Tiga board for their time and consideration of the matter and their CEO for informal talks and meetings over the past 6 months. And it is time for us to take a quick break, so I'm going to do so. Hopefully we'll get Ginger back after the break. You can check out more on that story I was just reading at gi.biz. And let me get us some good music going while I try to pull Ginger back in. She is not happy. You should see the text messages I'm getting. And you remember, you can find me at com or GamerGirlsRadio.com. We'll see the rest of you on the other side of the screen that are live. See you live. We'll see you later. We'll
we out of the loop.
Got a new elite staff that you can equip. Close your mouth up, ladies. Pyramid.
I'm a pixel-based fantasy. I'm Anso Stoic. A hacker and slash. Who the heck's more heroic?
Check me out, Klaus. I'm a bitch. Me look at love. Just Twitter a time. I'm ready to love.
Okay, so Ginger is currently arguing with Time Warner. She is not happy. Time Warner, you guys just wait. Verizon gets a fiber optic connection in any of our areas. We are so gone for you, Time Warner, Comcast, Infinity. Yeah. So I'm going to run through a couple of more news stories here, and then I'm going to let you guys go because, of course, this is not the same without Miss Ginger. Well, she made it back. There she is.
I am back, and I think I realize what the issue is. It's once, not Time Warner. I can't
You're still on air, by the way.
As much as I want to complain and say it's Time Warner, I actually think it was my own darn fault just then.
Oh, I have to retract my statement. Darn it!
I know, and I'm still going to get them out here to check it out, but no, I actually think it's the cord from... anyways, I think it's my Ethernet cord from my router to my computer, because when I plugged it in straight to modem, I don't have an issue now.
So that means you guys out there need to send Ginger new Ethernet cables. There you go.
I'm heading to Walmart after this, because I am not going to Best Buy. Screw that crap.
You can't be without gaming.
No. True story.
Cannot be without gaming.
Mm-mm.
So, I had to continue on in your stead, darling.
I'm sorry, guys. Y'all missed me.
They did. They were complaining on Twitter. They were like, ugh, Ginger's not there. I don't want to listen.
Yeah, and if only that were true.
I'm not listening. Ginger's gone.
All right, so is it my turn then?
Yes.
All right.
I might have borrowed some of your stories because, you know.
That's fine. Did you talk about Pirate's Code for the iPhone?
I believe I did, yes, ma'am.
You did talk about that. Oh, boy. How about Battle Los Angeles?
I did. Well, talking about Battle Los Angeles when you dropped, I was saying I wasn't sure about the...
Oh, that is right, yes. All right, so Sword of the Stars 2?
No, I did not. Go for it.
All right. Actually, it looks like this isn't even a story. Did you do Gears of War? Holy crap.
No, I didn't do Gears of War. I skipped right over it.
All right. So, pre-order for Gears of War 3. Get ready to jump back in the action of Delta Squad beginning this April by pre-ordering Gears of War 3 at Game or GameStation. Available in three distinct Gears of War 3 editions. Standard, which is going to be £49.99, franc, squid, something. Yeah, I said squid, not quid. Limited, £59.99, same deal, and epic for $99.99. Those who pre-order the limited and epic editions with Game or GameStation will gain access to 3 weeks of multiplayer beta action on Xbox Live beginning the 25th of April. Over the course of the beta program,
I realized I wasn't muted.
Yeah, are you like totally popping pills over there? I can't feel.
grabbing chills.
Yeah, I'm going to need you after this. All right, so over the course of the beta program, 3 new competitive multiplayer modes and 4 exclusive maps will be rolled out, all running on dedicated servers and providing fans, hopefully y'all can't hear my phone, with the opportunity to help shape the biggest blockbuster game of 2011. 2 of the 4 multiplayer maps, Trenches and Old Town, were selected by Gear fans through a Facebook poll that generated thousands of votes. The Gears of War 3 public multiplayer beta kicks off 25th of April and runs through the 15th of May. Bulletstorm Epic Edition customers will get early access beginning 18th of April through Bulletstorm Discovery Disc something. All right, so key beta updates. For Bulletstorm, preview 18th through the 24th, owners of the Bulletstorm Epic Edition are eligible for a one-week beta preview period featuring the new Team Deathmatch mode on 4 new maps, Thrashball, Checkout, Trenches, and Old Town. Gears of War 3 beta on the 25th of April through the 15th of May. The full public beta period begins the 25th of April. Players can look forward to special events and playlists throughout the beta period. 2 additional competitive game modes, Capture the Leader and King of the Hill, will be added during the final week of beta. So that looks awesome. What else do we got? You want to find out more? Well, you can head over to gearsofwar.xbox.com.
Well, here's some hot news from GDC you guys will be very, very excited about. Apparently, Bungie is working on an MMO. I'm sorry, let me correct that. MMAG. Massively multiplayer action game. No, it's not. It's not Halo. They have... the whole rumor started, people were watching the copyright things. I guess we were buying up some copyrights. You can read about that at another time. But they're saying that they're in development of a MMO or MMAG or whatever you want to call it. They announced it officially at GDC probably sometime last night, being that it's up first this morning. The lead network engineer, David Aldridge, says he cannot verify that the game is going to be called Destiny, but maybe.
Maybe.
Or that it's developers only project. It's the developers only project in production, as they Game of Sutra was previously reporting. I left out the biggest part. This will be done in conjunction with Activision Blizzard. So as a result,
ooh.
Yes. So he's reporting. We promise that it will not be World of Warcraft in space. I like when he said that. He said the game will be their first original IP since its purchase by Microsoft and released Halo Combat Evolved for Xbox. Since 2001, the developer has shipped 6 titles for the Halo franchise and have gone on to sell a total of more than 27 million copies.
See, this is interesting to me because I know Blizzard is currently working on a new MMO.
This is probably the one. They're also saying this will be Bungie's first title created as part of an exclusive 10-year multi-platform publishing agreement with Activision Blizzard. Damn, 10 years. Financial terms for that deal were not disclosed, but Bungie noted that it will continue to own the IP itself. Smart guys. I know a couple of them. Cute, too. The developer hinted at a persistent world project at last year's Game Developers Conference, too. Well, when lead writer and cinematics director Joseph Staten asked attendees, wouldn't it be great if we could make a world that was always there for you?
Yeah.
It would be. I'm hoping. They're not saying it's Halo. Please don't do Halo MMO, please. I don't think they will, but I just want to put it out there. Please don't.
I'm not like that. I might like that. I don't know. We'd have to see. I might like that, though.
But an ongoing World of Halo? I've had enough.
Yeah, after, 3.5 and 4, yeah. Mm.
Well, we're sitting here, I'll go ahead and tell you. The copyrights that they filed last summer included the names Osiris, Dead Orbit, New Monarchy, Seven Seraphs, and that's about all. They were filed in July 2010 following their signing of the agreement I just talked about with Activision, and they did that last year. So we'll see.
Actually, now that you mentioned Osiris, I want to say that was in some of the leaked paperwork for the Blizzard 2012 or something release.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. And also that they did buy all the names. They registered those same domain names as well. They said they were registered under the information as Bungie Aerospace Domain.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh, I like Buzz. I like Buzz. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're hiring. And they're hiring for mobile development.
Ooh.
Yes, that is on our job boards. Thank you. Go ahead and take a look at that.
Mm-hmm. GameAndMatrix.com.
Front page, look at the right column. There's a job board. Go check that out. If you
mm-hmm.
can. Don't be using that to scope out your stories, by the way, for you other people that listen.
Mm-hmm.
Go look for a job.
Go get your own story.
Yeah, we steal yours. You don't steal that.
All right, so did you end up finishing out my angry zombie mob story, or do I need to finish that?
No, because I didn't have that one open. That one was yours, so please, I was
all right.
I was all ears, and then you were gone.
I know, I was cussing up a storm, too. All right, so today, video games publisher Iceberg Interactive and Head Up Games announced that the award-winning zombie survival RTS Trapped Dead for the PC is now on its way to major retailers across the UK, Scandinavia, Benelux territories, where it will be available for purchase as of the 11th of March, 2011. Pre-orders in the Iceberg webshop, which is iceberg-shop.com, have all been shipped out and will arrive at customers in the course of next week. Trapped Dead is an unusual zombie RTS game in the tradition of classical evergreens such as Commandos and Desperados. Players control their characters in a third-person isometric view through a mature zombie survival scenario inspired by the successful horror movies of the early 80s. Iceberg Interactive starts shipping review copies of Trapped Dead to press from today. Oh, yeah, so where's mine? Do you want to see for yourself how a zombie setting and RTS gameplay have been combined to an award-winning gaming experience? Oh, yeah, all right, I can't give you that one. Sorry, that was an email you don't need to have. So Trapped Dead features terrifying cinematic game atmosphere, thrilling on and offline multiplayer co-op mode, appealing tactical gameplay with numerous shock and surprise elements, highly detailed locations such as a mall, jail, scrapyard, and many more, 7 different playable characters, interactive and dynamic game environment including various traps, manifold weapons, gadgets, and other items. So again, if you want to see this, you want to check it out, head over to iceberg.com.
Well, let me frighten you guys for a minute.
Ooh.
This is just something I found on Twitter. Apparently there is a new Blade Runner movie. Yes. Excuse me, I need to clear my throat.
I thought I was getting disconnected.
It was me. The worry comes that they're going to try to make a game. We already have a Blade Runner-esque game, Fallen Earth. So you know they're going to try to do it again. They're going to ruin it. Let me just tell you, when they do it, look away from the Blade Runner game. Look away. Come play Fallen Earth. And I want to say, do we still have some keys to give away? Maybe we'll do that, too.
I do believe we still have some more keys. You should come over and check them out.
Yeah, maybe we'll give a key or two away so you guys can come in and check. Do some binge gaming with us this weekend. I'm planning on being in Fallen Earth this weekend because I cannot let Ginger have higher stats than I do. So this is unheard of.
Level 16, baby.
Yeah. And
advanced brewing.
Exactly. And it is unfortunately time for us to go, which is why I'm telling you, keep an eye out for Twitter if you follow us on Twitter. If you don't, you might want to. I'll be giving away, probably just at random. I like to make it easy for you guys, like CoverGirl, easy breezy, beautiful. they need to pay me for that. Let me stop giving out free advertising. Anyway, we will see you guys next week and hopefully be glitch-free because it's been a hard week for gadgets for both of us.
Yes.
Better grab everything I can. You're going to want to see this.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, as I said later on today, the 5 days of magic content will be up. The rules will. So start getting ready, those of you who are going to be drawing scripts.
Mm-hmm. Come check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I can't wait to see what people come up with.
I want to see the color in the robes. I think I want to.
I told you, I'm going to make my own. I'm going to take that and we're going to color my own.
We should have those up for you by Sunday so you can get started. Don't stay up too late, though.